On Sunday, the French go to the polls and the rest of Europe will be watching. That's because the tortuously drafted EU Constitution is on the block, and opinion polls suggest that the French will not buy it. For more, we're joined now by John Thornhill, the Paris bureau chief of the Financial Times. He's with us from his home in Paris. Nice to have you on the program.
Hi.
Where does French public opinion stand right now on the issue of the Constitution?
Well, the latest opinion polls, of which there have been six or seven this week, show that maybe 53-54% of the people who say they're going to vote in the referendum on Sunday are inclined to vote no. So it seems pretty certain at the moment that the Constitution will be shot down.
Has that number been fluctuating?
It has. A few months ago, when Mr. Chirac first announced the date of the referendum, there was very strong support, it seemed, for the European idea and for the constitutional treaty itself. And that rapidly sunk as the No campaign gathered more momentum. There was mass unhappiness in France and discontent about the economic situation, the unpopularity of the government, and a series of moves from Brussels which appeared to jeopardize some French national interests and economic interests. And the No campaign have been able to sustain that sense of revolution and rebellion against what is going on in both their own government and, I think, in Brussels.
So, in a sense, is this being a referendum on the French government?
Well, the Yes campaigners very much say that the two issues have been mixed up, that the constitutional treaty referendum should be solely a question on Europe's future. Is Europe better governed by the existing treaties, or would it be better run by the constitutional treaty that will be come into force if all 25 members ratify it? But it has got mixed up with the general discontent with the French government and the economic situation in particular, with unemployment running now at 10.2%, the slow economic growth in the Eurozone in general, and a sense that the world is passing France by, that the center of gravity in the world is moving to Asia's economies, and that France is struggling to redefine its role in Europe and the world.
As you mentioned, if this constitution is to take effect, it must be ratified by all 25 members of the European Union, of which France clearly is a very major country. What happens if the French vote no?
That's a very good question. For the moment, the leaders of the European Union are saying that they will have to continue with the ratification process, and that so far, I think it's nine countries have ratified the constitution either by parliamentary vote or by referendum, that the remaining countries should continue to do so. But at the end of that process, the leaders would have to sit down and think about how to implement this constitution. If it was implementable, that would either be the French would be asked to vote a second time in the hope of getting a right answer, as it were, or that they would have to modify the treaty and come up with a plan B.
And again, if they modify the treaty, all 25 countries would presumably have to ratify again.
Exactly. That would be an extremely cumbersome procedure, because it would mean that countries that have already ratified it would have to re-ratify it. And it's also very difficult to see that you could get a treaty that was acceptable to all the countries. If the French think that this treaty, as it is too liberal in an economic sense, and that the British and the Anglo-Saxons, as they're called here, are too dominant on the influence over which they've had over the constitutional treaty. Yet the debate in Britain is that the constitution is too French, it's too socialist, it's too centrally dominated, it's too statist. So I think the constitutional treaty as it exists is probably about the highest common denominator that you could get amongst all the European countries. And it's difficult to imagine that it could be rewritten to come up with a better version that would be acceptable to everyone.
Well, if the constitutional process stumbles, if the French vote no on Sunday, and there are major hurdles elsewhere, including in Britain, where there's, Tony Blair has vowed to have a referendum, later this year, maybe next year? How important is this constitution to the process of the formation of the EU and the development of the EU?
Well, I don't think there would be any great crisis or crashing of gears if the constitutional treaty was voted down. Europe is operating as it is at the moment on the existing treaties and can continue to do so for a while. And it is possible that those treaties could in themselves be modified by parliamentary votes in the countries and that the EU would continue to function. But the great hope of the constitutional treaty was that it would enable Europe to operate a lot more effectively, that it would create the post of a more permanent EU president, for example, who would serve for 2.5 years and would be a better representative of the European Union. Similarly, the creation of a post of a foreign minister, greater harmonization and integration in some other economic areas, and that the EU would work less well in the future, especially given that it has now gone from 15 to 25 members last year and could expand further with the addition of other members next year.
John Thornhill, thanks very much. John Thornhill, Financial Times bureau chief in Paris. He joined us there from his home in the City of Lights. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cohn.